Proclamation number 8819, dated the June 24, 1964. Who believes in the long path before human existence? Since your apostasy from millions of years have gone by, this concept of time is incomprehensible to you, but you can put an end to it now if you have the will to return to me for good. You travel this path dissolved into minutely tiny particles, and all creations first had to arise for you, which required an incredibly long time, until all particles came together again as the former original spirit that you were when you came forth from me. Every stage of your development included untold preliminary periods. No stage could be left out. Every flower, every animal had to be passed through, for you cannot see anything that hasn't taken on shape in your soul already. Yet who will believe this? Who believes that you have covered an infinitely long time before your existence as a human being, and who lifts up to the consequence of handing his entire will over to me during this lost stretch of the way of return into the Father's house and finally brings the long time of his development to an end? You can only believe it all, but then you will do your utmost in order to reach the end, the release from the form. Yet who can disprove what you learn from me directly? Who can better explain the meaning and purpose of earthly life? And why do you believe the one who presents life as an end in itself? Because you are shrouded in spiritual darkness, which is my adversary's doing, who instigated your apostasy from me. And this spiritual darkness can only be lifted if I give you the right explanation. But in order to respect your free will, I leave it to you as to whether you accept it. And if I put it to you that you will be banished again into hard matter, if I warn and admonish you to seek release from the lost shackle, then it should indeed prove my love for you, since I want to win all of you, my children, back again. But you don't believe it. You would rather believe that you will completely cease to exist after your physical death. You will indeed pass away, but not in your spiritual substance. Instead, your consciousness will be taken away from you again, but your soul will travel the very painful path of higher development once more. Oh, if only you believed, if only you realized that you are immortal and that everything will be placed again where it belongs according to its degree of maturity, that you can liberate yourselves from every physical form and at last, after an infinitely long time, return into your Father's house again, that you only have to apply your will during the short lifetime on earth for your soul's final purification. Then you would truly do whatever it takes, for the glories waiting for you in the kingdom of the beyond are without equal. But what makes you so certain that everything will be over with this life? Who can prove this to you? You counteract my revelations with your own reasoning. Your intellect, however, is subject to my adversary's influence if your thinking does not strive towards me. Hence there is great spiritual darkness, for he will keep you spiritually blind so as not to let you find the path to me. And I can only be noticed by you through unusual events which have an adverse effect on you, and blessed is he who will then still come to believe in me, who wants to find out the truth. I will reveal myself to him and help him gain realization. For I take pity on all my living creations who would be able to liberate themselves from their bondage, but, due to their weak will, my adversary will not set them free, and they cannot release themselves without a flow of strength from me, which, however, I cannot give to them as long as their will opposes me. Amen.